Hi there. Welcome to Honor to Mary, a Catholic podcast dedicated to intentional daily prayer practice. I'm your host, Monica Fish. This podcast is a glorious devotion that will help you pray daily and deepen your faith. Join me for prayers, reflections, novenas, devotions, passages, all guiding you closer to faith and spiritual solace through our own curation of faithful pieces. Placing an importance of a daily Thanksgiving is a surefire way to take care of you as we navigate this modern world. Through reciting the Rosary, we will implore the Blessed Mother to intercede for our petitions as we pray for the grace of peace, patience, and perseverance. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Abraham Lincoln and the National Thanksgiving Holiday. In 1863, amidst the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln established Thanksgiving as a national holiday. He encouraged Americans to thank God for the blessings that endured despite the turmoil and the despair. Lincoln's faith in God's provisions and call for national gratitude remind us to focus on our blessings even in challenging times. So we've been overlapping topics of historical moments of greatness and prayer. And something that is always brought up is that we must be grateful despite the negative, despite the turmoil. And it's often not from lack of trying that people don't try to wind up in turmoil. However, one of the best exercises you can do, and it's what one of my friends and I always practiced together, was attitude of gratitude. And we tried to make it a weekly call and check in with each other, despite the long distance and states. And sometimes we would have no time for anything else, and we would say, here's three things, and that was it. That practice is a muscle you don't lose. It's a practice that can get you through moments, and it can get you through days, and it can get you through weeks. Because God sustains. Today's Bible verse is, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Today's call to action is, if we love America, we must thank God for her endurance and seek his guidance in times of trouble. And if you know me, you know I say worry is prayer for what you don't want. So what we must do instead is place our order with the universe. In our petitions, we tell God, please let this happen, or something better. Please let your wisdom guide them towards peace. Even if you don't know what to say, that's a way to do it. It doesn't need to be a big formal prayer. Your sincerity is enough. Lord, in times of difficulty, may we never forget to thank you for your faithfulness. Bless our nation with peace, unity, and hope. Amen. Thank you so much for being here with us today. A very warm welcome to everyone who has been joining us and everyone who has joined us today for the first time. We're happy to have you here. It's been a beautiful journey, and I look forward to praying with you next time. I'm truly grateful that we have all been able to come together and pray together, no matter where we are. Thank you so much, and may peace be the journey.